take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. My eyes will watch over them for their good. I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. Do you have a child who is far from the Lord? I used to think anything that your children did, what they said or how they acted, was a direct reflection of how good or not good of a parent I was. Oftentimes, I judged the abilities of other parents based on what their children were doing or not doing. Although I do believe, as parents, we have a huge responsibility to raise our children in truth and knowledge of the Lord. Actually, that's our very first priority, but that still doesn't mean they choose to follow our instruction. It does not mean they won't rebel, make wrong decisions, cause us pain, deep pain. We are also human and have failed our children in many ways. They are not perfect and will struggle if they are following the Lord or they're not following the Lord. We live in a fallen world, and as Christians, we know this is not our home and it's full of sin. When dealing with your adult child, please remember, parenting will never stop. Know that you cannot fix them. Love them. Believe in them. Pray for them. Know that God can change everything. If you're blaming yourself, stop. If you're holding on to would have, should have, I could have, give it over to God now. Ask for forgiveness. Then get in the battle for your children. The enemy is out to destroy them. The enemy wants you to feel like a failure and render you helpless to help them. Today is a new day, friends, and God is perfectly able to work in your child's life as you bring them to the foot of Jesus. Forgive them if you're holding anything over their head. There is only one perfect person, and that one is Jesus. Only one perfect parent. And you guessed it, Jesus. Commit to praying for your child every single day. Commit your child to the Lord. Release them into his loving care. Your battle is a spiritual battle that must be fought daily on your knees. Let's listen to that verse in Jeremiah again today. Only this time, think of your lost or rebellious child, or maybe a friend's lost or rebellious child. Or maybe you're a child and you have a friend. Whatever the case may be, let's think about that and make it personal as we read through this scripture in that light. Lord, I choose to believe you are a good God and you know what's best for your children. As you help the people in Jeremiah's day, Lord Jesus, I pray your eyes will watch over our children for good and bring them back. Build them up, not tear them down. Plant them and not uproot them. Give them a heart to know you. You alone are Lord. They are your people. You are their God. May they return to you with all of their heart.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.